Dameron Monfasilon. Are you with me? How long ago we studied it? Huahumahum. Are you with me? Huahumahum. Iahumahunna. Antayantum mayantum. Ana nahnu. What is all this, brothers and sisters? These are all dhamirun, munfasilun, and they are all marfu. But at the same time, they are all mabni. Are you with me? So here we are going to study the groups which are mabni, which are not mu'arab, which are not mu'arab. So if they are not mu'arab, then they are mabni. Fine. So a damair, what is the meaning of damair? Pronouns. This example, mislu, huwa, father. What will you say huwa? Mabniun ala fatah. Hum mabniun ala sukun. Anta mabniun ala fatah. Antum, okay, and ana mabniun ala sukun, not fatah. Okay, brother, then there are other damairs which are also mabni. Okay, a huge lesson will come for damair, a huge lesson, brother, in which we'll study them again in thorough detail. That is the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim's vision and his farsightedness. You know, things will come and they will make us understand better. Our understanding will become stronger and stronger. So, brothers and sisters, huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, these are dhamair munfasilatun. Are you with me? Fine. Then there are other dhamair, okay, which are muttasilun, but they are also marfu. What did I say? Dhamair munfasilun, they are marfu. Then there are dhamair muttasilun, which are marfu. And what are they? You already know them, brother. These are the attached pronoun in the verbs, which come as a fa'il. Remember, attached pronoun will come as a maf'ulun bi also. But these are the fa'il. What are they, brother? If you start in the madi, zahaba, where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Are you with me? The fa'il is mustatir. Okay. And then, zahaba, where is the fa'il? Alif. No, alif is your fa'il, but it is a damir. Are you with me? But and it is marfu. File has to be marfu. And then zahabu, where is the file? Wow, it's the file. It's marfu. It is attached. And then zahabata, and then zahabna. Are you with me? And then zahabta. What is ta, brother? No, zahabta. Ta is a file. It is attached. Sahi? No, file has to be marfu. So ta is your marfu. It's mabni. It's marfu. Okay? And same way, ta tumatum ti tumatunna tu na. So here we are learning that zahabtu, the tu fa'il is marfu. But it is mabni. Highlighted tu, brothers and sisters. Highlight tu and wow in the next verb. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, qalu. What is qalu? It's a verb. Where is the fa'il? Wow. No, wow has a sukun, but it is mabni. But it is marfu. Sahi? So these are all marfu. And they are mabni. We don't see them in the way we see Muhammadun. We don't see them in that way. But they are all mabni and they are marfu. What is the in the bracket written, brother and sister? Hadihi damairu rafi. These are the damir marfu. Fine, brother. Now, Raituhu. What is who? Mafulun bihi. Brother, it has to be Mansub. I don't see anything there. Like Muhammadan. So it is Mabni. As'aluka. As'aluka. So what is ka here? Mafulun bihi. Okay? It is Mabni. And then, Darabani. He hit me. So, yeah, it has got a sukun, but it is mafulun bihi. I don't see the sign. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I don't see the sign of mansub. What are they called? Hazihi damairu nasbin. Fixed, brother. They are fixed, okay. Kitabuhu. Daftaruha. Ismuka. Alayha, lana. What are these, brothers and sisters? These are, what is, hu, ha, ka, ha, mudafilehi, or isam majrur. Are you with me? Mudafilehi, or isam majrur. Okay? When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudafilehi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, what do we get? We get zarf and mudafilehi. So all these nouns are all majrur. Whether you join them with noun, or whether you join them with preposition, or you join them with zarf. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, hadhihi damairu jarri. Are you with me? You will be able to figure out. And this little song that I presented to you, brother, it has a very deep meaning in it. You know, it will reinforce you that these damair are all majrur. Are you with me? Be they ism majrur, or they are mudafilehi. Fine. That was group number one. What is the group number two, brothers and sisters? Asmaul Isharati. We are quite familiar with it. Mislu. Hada. Hadihi. Zalika. Ulaika. These are all mu'arab, but they don't show their declension. They won't show their declined form. They are mu'arab. They will come in the sentence performing different functions. They can come as a mubtada. They can come as a khabar. They can come as a fa'il. They can come as a mafulun bihi. They can come as a ism majrur. They can come as a mudafilehi. Are you with me, brother and sister? But they won't show the end of it as we see in noun which is mu'arab, like Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. Okay, so in that case also, brothers and sisters, hada kitabun. This is a book. What is hada? How will you describe now? Hada ismu ishara mabniun ala. Hada mabniun ala sukun. What will you say after that? Fi mahalli rafin, mubtada. Fi mahalli rafin, mubtada. Will you say? Ra'aytu hadha. I saw this. Now, ra'aytu. I need mafulun bi. What is hadha? Ismu ishara. Mabniun ala sukun. Fi mahalli nasbin. Mafulun bi. Got the idea? So it's very easy. You know, once you know a couple of them, you can do everything, inshallah. Fine, brother and sister. Except the dual form. Adhani wa hatani. What are they? Mu'arabani. Mu'arabani. Brother and sisters. Now, in order to get a proper understanding of this concept, I'm going to write some sentences on the board. Brother and sisters. Because I want you to understand properly. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are familiar with this because we know how to analyze the duals. Remember? You know how to analyze duals because we did work on it. And that is the reason, brothers and sisters, I always try to prepare the students beforehand, bit by bit, so that when we come to the real stuff, we are prepared to understand it in a very nice way. Okay, brothers and sisters. Ja'a hazani. What is hazani? Dual. You know, how is the dual marfu? By alif. And mansub and majrur? By ya. Okay, so what will you say? Ja'a fi'lun ma'din mabniun ala fatah. What about hazani? Hazani fa'ilun marfu'un. And what is the alamatu rafa'ihi? Al-alifu. And then we will add, li'annahu musanna. In other words, brothers and sisters, hazani and hatani will be dealt like duals. As you describe and analyze duals, you will analyze hazani and hatani. Because they are not mabni. Haza is mabni. Hazani is mu'arab. It will change. Okay? Fine, brother. Ra'aytu hazaini. Ra'ay, fi'al, tu, fa'al. I need maf'ulun bihi. How will you say maf'ulun bihi? Hazaini, maf'ulun bihi, mansubun, wa alamatu nasbihi, al-ya'u, li'annahu, musanna. Are you with me, brother and sister? Same way, salamtu means I said salamu alaikum, or I greeted. Salamtu ala hazaini. So brother, Allah came. What is hazaini? Ism majrur. Ismun majrurun wa alamatu jarrihi al-yahu li'annahu muthanna. So it's easy, brothers and sisters. Same way I wrote down an example for hataini. Ja'at. Why did I put ta'u thanisi? Because the fa'il is mu'annas. Fa'il is mu'annas. So what is hatani? Fa'ilun marfu'un walamatu rafa'ihi al-alifu li'annahu musanna. Sisters, I'll repeat again. Salamtu fi'al and fa'il. I greeted. I said salamu alaikum. Ala hazaini. What is hazaini? Ismun majrurun. Because of Allah. How will I describe hazaini? Ismun majrurun wa alamatu jarrihi al-ya'u li'annahu musanna. And then I put deliberately ja'at to give you the example of hatani. So what is hatani, brothers and sisters? Ja'a fi'al ta'utanisi. And then hatani fa'ilun marfu'un wa alamatu rafa'ihi al-alifu li'annahu musanna. Is it clear? Sister Fatima, does it make sense? You have to make yourself a little bit stronger in understanding the dual form. Remember, brothers and sisters, it is coming. It will come again in the lesson. But if I say to you, brother and sister, hadhani kitabani. So what is hadhani? Mubtada. How do I describe? Mubtada is always marfu. Hadhani, mubtada, marfuun, wa alamatu rafihi, al-alifu. Are you with me? Let me write it down. Hazani. Is it marfu or mansub or majrur? Marfu. What is the sign of marfu? Al-alifu. Why? Why? Because it is dual. That's, you have to explain. Now I say hazaini, brothers and sisters. Is it mansub, majrur? But let's say it's mansub. Because usually we say kitabun, kitaban, kitabin. We say Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. We make majrur form come at the end. Mansub comes in the middle. So hazaini, hazani, hazaini. It's mansub. How do I know it is mansub? What is the sign of it? Yeah. It is mansub by ya. Now I say hazaini. Now this is majrur because kitabun, kitaban, kitabin. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. Hazani, hazaini, hazaini. Is hazaini majrur? Yes. What is the sign of its majrur? Yeah. So this is what, Sister Fatima, you have to understand. Inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, ja'at hatani. Okay. Then, ra'aitu hataini. Same thing. Mafulun bihi mansubun walamatu nasbihi aliyahu. Liannahu musanna. And then, salamtu ala hataini. Same. Ismun majrurun walamatu jarrihi aliyahu. Liannahu musanna. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? That is our group number two. Group number three. Al-Asma'ul Mawsula. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Asma'ul Ishara, demonstrative pronoun. Asma'ul Mawsula, relative pronoun. Remember I told you once, or maybe I said to you several times, that all Dhamair are Mabni. They are all Mabni and they are all definite. They are all definite. They are definite ones, okay? And now we are learning the exception of it. That in Asma'ul Ishara, the dual form is Mu'arab. And Asma'ul Mawsula, again the same thing, the dual form is Mu'arab. Got the idea? So, Al-Lazi is Mabni, Al-Lati is Mabni, Al-Lazina is Mabni, what about Al-Lazani? And Al-Latani? Mu'arab, brothers and sisters. Okay. Now I'm changing it, brother. I'm changing a little bit, brother. Ja'a al-lazani yadrusani al Lazaini Yadru Sani. And then what will I say here, brother? Salamtu ala 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 Lazaini Yadru Sani. Now I come here, brother. What will I say here? Ja'at al-latani tadrusani. Now I come here, brother. Ra'itu al. Brothers and sisters, if you will write down, then you will have a permanent record. And then when you will revise, inshallah, you will understand it very beautifully. Ra'itu lataini tadru sani. And then salamtu ala alal lataini tadru sani. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, Al-Ladhani, what is Al-Ladhani? Relative pronoun. Two of them. So, Ja'a, Fi'al Madi, where is the file? Al-Ladhani. So, this is Mu'arab. So, how will I describe? Fa'ilun marfu'un wa alamatu rafi'i al-alifu. Same. The mu'arab of the grammatical analysis of the dual form. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, I have to mention yadru sani. Why? Yadru sani. Why should I mention Sisra Afza? Because when Ism Mausula comes, there is a Silatul Mausul. Two who are studying came. Who are those two that came? Two of them came. Who are those two? The two who are studying came. You can say Yadrusani fil Jamia. You can say Bil Jamiati. You can say. But Yadrusani is good enough because it is fi'l and fa'il. Fine. And then Ra'itu Ladaini. I saw two of them. Who are those two of them? Who are studying. See? So Yadrusani in all the cases is Silatul Mausul. Fi'l fa'il. Are you with me? There's a complete sentence as a Silatul Mausul. I greeted two of those. Who are those two of? Who are they? They are studying. Okay, so fine. Now, same way, Allatani. The two of them came. Those two are feminine and they are studying. So, instead of Yadrusani, it became Tadrusani. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And now, Ra'itu Lataini. I saw two of them who are studying. Salamtu ala lataini. I saw two of those feminine who are studying. So that's the way it is. So in other words, allazani, allazaini, allazaini, allatani, allataini, allataini. They are mu'arabani, mu'arabani. They are declinable. Now, brothers and sisters, we come to number 4. Group number 4. Asmaul Istifham. We know a little bit about it, brothers and sisters. Remember, in the beginning we say A and Hal, they are Harfu Istifham. Then we had Ma, Aina, and Mata, and all these things are Ismul Istifham. They are Ism, but they are also Mabni. They are Mabni. What are they, brother? Man, Aina, Ma, Mata, Kaifa. These are also Mabni. Okay? And then we will have to describe them as they come. You know? Whether they are Marfu, or Mansub, or Majrur. The sentence will tell us, brothers and sisters. Some of these things are for you to make a note of it. When we'll study deeper with grammatical analysis, then all of them will come, inshallah. No. Ba'du zuruf. What is zuruf? Plural of zarf. Adverbs. Some of the adverbs are also mabni. What are they, brothers and sisters? Iza. What is the meaning of iza? When or if? Both, okay. Al-ana. We know that al-ana, zarfu zaman, but that's mabni. That's mabni. Okay, it won't change its form. Haythu. Where? Haythu means where. So it is also mabni. Fine. And then, brother and sister, amsi. Also mabni. These are all zarf. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I don't think you'll find them difficult. Okay? Inshallah, when you will revise, you will feel comfortable. Now, there are some nouns which are called Asmaul Af'ali. We have never used the plural form. I always say Ismu Fi'ali. What I say? Ismu Fi'ali. We are going to learn a little bit more. Let me tell you briefly. Ismu fi'li looks like a noun, but does the job of verb. And it does not have the signs of the normal verb. Okay? And yet, it does the job of verb. But in it looks like a noun. Fine. Here, brother and sister, Ameen. What is Ameen, brother? No, Ameen looks like a noun, but it is a verb. It is Amar. Okay? What is the meaning of Ameen? Please accept. Are you with me? Accept our dua. Who is the file? Mustatir taqdirhu anta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, ya Allah, accept it. Okay, fine. And then, uffin. When you are tired of somebody, you say, uff. Are you with me, brother? So what is uff, brother? Also, ismu fi'al. Where is the file? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu ana. I am tired of you. Okay? I am sick and tired of you. Okay? I don't like it. You know? And then ahin. What is the meaning of ahi? Ah. I am in pain. When you say ah, it means I am in pain. So it is a verb. Okay, brothers and sisters? And where is the file? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu? Ana. So in both, brothers and sisters, uffin and ahin, it is taqdiruhu ana. Because you are saying, I am in pain. But then somebody is in pain, you won't say, ah. That person has to say, ah. Okay? And as a joke, I have added one more, brother. In English, what we say normally, you like something, what do you say? Wow. What is the meaning of wow? The wow meaning is the damir mustatirun takdiru ana. Means I like it. What do you say? When do you say wow? When you like something. So, brother, wow, where is the I like hidden? It is inside. Damir mustatir. But I don't say like that, brother. I say, wow, aha. Are you with me? Because if you like it, that's the way, I like it, aha. So one of the sisters said, brother and sister, he asked me, brother Asif, I understand wow means I like it. What is this aha? I said, sister, that is mafulun mutlak. That is mafulun mutlak means I like it very much. Alhamdulillah. This is just a joke, brothers and sisters. It's not mentioned here. Ameen, uffin, and ahin. Now we come to number 7, brothers and sisters. We already studied it. We have some idea. We will now learn in detail. Al-adadu. This is the jama of adad. Murakkabatun. Murakkab, compound. It is coming from rakkaba. Yurakkibu murakka. Ismu maful. Compound. Ahada ashara. What is it? Ahada ashara. But then it will never change. It's mabni. So this you will then be saying fi mahalli. Fi mahalli rafa'in or fi mahalli nasbin or fi mahalli jarrin. Whenever they will come in the sentence. Tisata ashara. Athalitha ashara. Now these are all mabni. But there's an exception here. Al-judhu al-awwalu min ithna ashara mu'arabun. Remember, brothers and sisters, ahada ashara is a compound. There are two parts, ahada and ashara. There are part one and part two. When you say ithna ashara, there is a part one, part two. Part one is mu'arab and part two is mabni. So here is an example, brothers and sisters. Yadrusu fil fasli ithna ashara taliban. Fine, brothers and sisters. Yadrusu fil fasli ithna ashara taliban. Where is the file for Yadrusu? Ithna ashara. Ithna ashara. You can say even Ahada Ashara. You can say all these things. You can say, brother and sister, you can say Tisata Ashara, Salatata Ashara. You can say. But when you say Ithna Ashara, then Ithna, brother and sister, is the dual form. Remember Ithnani, Ithnaini, Ithnaini. Then this dual form, brother and sisters, you will have to give the Arab of Musanna. What will you give the Arab of? Musanna. So what will you say, brother and sister? You will say, Ithna. Al-Juzul Awwalu. Fa'ilun. Marfu'un. Wa alamatu rafa'ihi. Al-Alif. Are you with me, brothers? Liyannahu Musallam. You got the idea? Fine. Now if you say, Ra'itu Ithnai. The noon is dropped. It's naini, the noon is dropped. We are going to learn later on why. It's nai ashara. So brother, what is it's nai? Mafulun bihi. Are you with me? Mafulun bihi. Wa alamatu nasbihi al-yaw. Are you with me? But the second part is mabni. The second part is mabni. Hadha ta'amu, this food is for whom? Li lithnai. What is it? Lithnai ashara taliban. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us analyze this. Hada mubta. At-ta'amu badal, mashallah, badal. Li harf jar. Ithnai ism majrur. Ismun majrurun wa alamatu jarrihi al-yaw. Liannahu musanna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? لِأَنَّهُ مُثَنَّ. And Ashara is also ismun majrurun mabniun ala fata fi mahalli jar. Are you with me? Fine. And what is Taliban? Tamiz. I'm glad that you did not forget Tamiz. Alhamdulillah. See, do you see how we analyze ithna, ithnai, ithnai? So in this adadul murakkab, in the compound, everything is mabni except juz awalu min ithna ashara. So you will inshallah remember this. And it is given here, brother, sisters. If you want to write down, you can write down quickly, brother and sisters. Yadrusu fil fasli. Are you with me? Ithna ashara taliban. Ithna, you can write down marfu'un bil alif. What will you write down? Marfu'un bil alif. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You can write down the detail, Sister Mehnaz. Absolutely. You write down in detail, but I am just write down marfu'un. It's marfu with what? Alif. Alif. And then if you say ra'itu ithnai, then juz awal is man subun bil ya'i. Are you with me, Sister Hafsa? And then hadha ta'amu li lithnai. It will be majrurun again bil yai. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Just make a note of it in your book. And we will be saying this in detail whenever we get an opportunity. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. So these are the seven groups. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? In which they are all mabni. Okay? They are all mabni. So this is what the meaning is. Al-asma'u kulluha mu'arabatun ma'ada al-fiyati al-atiyata. Number one, damair. They are all mu'arab except the following groups, which are mabni. Damair, أسماء إشارة، أسماء موصولة، أسماء استفهام، أسماء أفعال، and الأعداد مركبة. In شاء الله you will remember this. Now I have one suggestion to give you, brother. Book 3 has so many concepts, one on top of other. They will keep on following in a steady succession. We have to revise it often. And if you write down your notes properly, then the revision will become very easy. And you will be able to understand it very fast, inshallah. Whenever the opportunity will come, we'll revise them, inshallah. In the lessons, inshallah. I think we are ready for a break. Let's take a short break. 10 to 15 minutes, and then we'll resume, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, brother, we are back. After our break, our batteries are recharged with some nice hot tea and some cookies, inshallah. Now, brothers and sisters, we go to page number 7. Alamatul Arabi. Alamatul Arabi. Now, here, Arab means declension. Alamatul Arabi, Al-Asliyatu. Now, Al-Asliyatu, brothers and sisters, is a naat for Alamat. This is a naat for alamat. Alamatul Arabi, that is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Then al-asliyatu is a naat for alamatu. That is why it is marfu. Can you see? Wal-far'iyatu. What is the meaning of al-asliyatu, brothers and sisters? The original sign of declension. What is the original sign of declension, brother? Dhamma, fatah, and kasra. These are the original signs. And then far'iyatu means secondary signs, you know, or branch signs. I always joke, brother. What is the opposite of asli? Nakli. These are not nakli, brother. These are secondary. These are secondary. Secondary endings, you know. Alamatul Arabi al-asliyatu fil ism. What is they, brothers and sisters? What are they? Ad-dammatu wahiyya alamatu raf'i. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Write down next to it if you want to. Muhammadun talibun. Al-fatahatu wahiyya alamatu nasbi. Write down example. Ra'itu Muhammadan. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I'm sure you can write it. Ra'itu Muhammadan wa kathratu wa hiya alamatu jarri. How will you write down? Sallamtu ala Muhammadin. What will you say? Sallamtu ala Muhammadin. If you write down these three sentences next to each other, it will be nice for you. Do you want me to write it on board? And the first one, brother, ad-damma. Ad-dammatu. What will you write down, brother? Muhammadun talibun. Brother? And then al-fathatu. Ra'aytu Muhammadan. And then al-kasratu. What will be the sign, brother? Sallamtu ala Muhammadin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Now these are the original signs. Alamatu al-Arabi, alamatu al-Arabi, al-Asliyatu. وهناك علامة أخرى. And what are they called, brother? فرعية. وهناك علامة أخرى فرعية. وهي and they are في أنواع الآتية. They are in the following of following kinds. They are in the following kinds من الأسماء. Again, we are still talking about nouns only. different kinds of secondary signs in the nouns. Number one. See, brothers and sisters, this is all repetition. We have been learning it. You know a little bit now in detail, brother. Jama Muannas Salim. See, now I tell you one thing. Remember, we had a page where you were doing your